Right now, we're joined on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who has been following this election very closely. Mayor, how are you doing?
I am doing well, Aaron. And election day indeed is tomorrow. And I forget who did this tweet, but somebody described the feeling as kind of like a combination of Christmas Eve and facing potentially life-threatening surgery.
I was talking about that tweet earlier today. Yeah, that's accurate. That's unbelievably accurate. How excited are you to when this is going to be all said and done?
Well, you know, I think I'm excited. Mm. And you know, really clear as a mayor and as elected official, I believe it's so important that I represent all people in Hillsborough and represent our entire community. That's not to say that I certainly have the candidates who I'm favoring and been campaigning for, you know, and that is no surprise. I think Hillary Clinton is likely to sort of take the president and certainly is up in the polls. But, you know, I follow 538, you know, just I can't help myself. And it's with some anxiety and also some excitement. So I think we all will be ready to wake up on Wednesday and okay, let's know what it is that we're going to be facing and how do we move forward from here. And certainly I would like to continue to work for, you know, what we aspire to be, and it's a community that's working together regardless of who you voted for.
How do we begin to move forward? I know every time the election rolls around, you know, the civics minded among us are always getting out the word to everyone, oh, participate in politics. It's so important. It's what keeps our community healthy and our nation healthy. But this really has felt like an unhealthy campaign, especially relative to previous campaigns that we've seen. And I mean, it's not the end of the world. We can come back, but how do we begin to start that process? And does it matter what the outcome is tomorrow? What our strategy is going forward in terms of coming back together and healing the country and, you know, reestablishing Facebook friendships and happy family Thanksgivings and things like that?
Well, you said it, and if to continue with a health analogy, if you're in really, really poor health, or you've had some challenge, you pick yourself up and you start with what's going well and you build on that. And there's no secret. So if you start walking, start exercising, start moving towards a healthy lifestyle. And in the course of what has been so unhealthy about this campaign, it has been the bitterness, it's been the partisanship, it has been sort of framing, you know, folks of, you know, who disagree with you with not listening, not being informed. And that's really hard for all of us to deal with. So there's going to be a lot of forgiveness going around, but we've got to have reasonable dialogue. I think there's a lot of having some agreements that, and we try to do this in Hillsborough at the local level and been very successful. And I worry that some of those things that are happening at the national and state level will creep into local politics. But I think we have a good track record of looking at things. Let's look at information, let's look at different sides, and then make an agreement that's for the betterment of the entire community. I think where we get off track is where it's, you know, it's my side, my team has the answers, or the other side is really working against us. Mm-hmm. And it's that kind of either-or dialogue that has really gotten us off off the mark, and it is very, very unhealthy, and we just need to discipline ourselves to be moving in a more healthy direction.
I was speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, let's talk about events coming up in Hillsborough, because we've got a pretty big one coming up the day after Election Day, right? A community police forum.
Well, we do, and very, very happy about that, and so I want to make sure that people are aware of this. We try to do this every year, and sometimes you know, it's every other year, but generally it's have our police chief and have our leadership involved with our have a chance to meet with anybody in the community. So anybody is welcome to attend. It starts at 6 p.m. It's going to be at the public library meeting room that's right downtown on Margaret Lane, starts at 6, and of course it's right beside the parking deck,
right.
So there's plenty of parking, and it'll be time to hear about what's going on in our police department, and certainly time for questions and answers. Now, we have a program of Ask a Cop. I mean, anytime you see an officer, by all means, they welcome people coming up and, asking questions. But this is a chance in a group session. And also, I'm very proud of where our chief and our officers have been working on policies and on procedures, particularly for community policing. We certainly were working with body cams and use of force policies long before Ferguson and some of the national issues that have come up. We've changed our patrols so they're much more present. We try to get involved in the communities. You'll find officers are doing kind of one event after the other. And they're very genuine. They're loving, getting out in the communities and doing these special fundraisers. But I think just being out in the community, engaging, talking to citizens, we really encourage that. Our police officers are embracing that. It feels like the community has embraced that. Nevertheless, we want to keep that dialogue open. So we were talking a little while ago about the importance of having a positive dialogue. Here's one place that I think, we're doing fairly well. Here's an opportunity. If you have any questions about our police department, just want to know what's going on, come down to the public library meeting room on Wednesday evening, 6 p.m., we'd love to see you there.
And I wanted to bring that up because I really do think that is an illustration of how we do go forward. Because, and we talk about this in the context of Hillsborough and Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and also more and more Durham as well with the new police chief they have there, that there's this strong push here in our community to engage in community policing and have police departments reach out to the community and ask community members to reach back to police officers and police departments and police chiefs and sit down as equal partners around the table as opposed to seeing each other as adversaries, which so often happens in so many communities and often happens here in our community. And the more we do that, the better our conversations, the better our dialogue, the better our actions, and the better our community will be. And that's the model for every source of disagreement or dissension where we tend to see each other as adversaries rather than cohabitants and fellow members of the same community.
Absolutely. Again, we're a small town. We recognize that our what we want is we want safe places. We want safe sidewalks and streets and neighborhoods. I'm happy. I mean, I'll wander downtown on a Saturday evening and glad of coming out of a local establishment, and our officers are kind of walking through downtown and just making sure, just chatting with people, making sure that, we're part of this community, want people to feel safe. I see them driving around town throughout the day. We are not going to be safe just totally depending on the police officers. Oh, we want you to stay out of the way until something bad happens and then come fix it for us. It really is a constant activity of all of us being engaged to be eyes for our community, to talk about what's right in our community, to use our resources, whether it's our professional police officers or citizens, to make our community safe and to speak up. And so far, it has been going really well. Feels like we've had issues that they get attended to very, very quickly. But we recognize that, incidents happen, and we want citizens to feel like they can trust their officials, they can trust their police officers, and vice versa, that the police officers know that we are behind them. We know that they put their lives on the line for us every single day, potentially, and that is no small matter. And so we've got to take care of each other.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and you want to find out more about what's going on in Hillsborough. HillsboroughNC.gov is the town's website. You can get more information on that, including more information about that police summit, which again is going to be Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Orange County Public Library. Mayor, before we let you go, what else is going on in town or coming up?
Well, we're all looking forward to the holidays. We're looking forward to the election to be over.
Yes. That's the biggest holiday of all, right?
I think Halloween sort of kicks off the entire holiday season. So, nice little concert that's going. Sean Luby, you know, great guitarist and songwriter, is doing a nice little concert at Burwell School. Finding that the Arts Council Gallery is bringing in a lot of local artists. And they have little pop-up shops. They have a nice gallery. Of course, this is the weekend. Throughout Orange County is the Open Studio Tour. So that's a great time to be traveling around and visit different artist studios. At the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts, they have samples from all the participating artists. And of course, it's worth going to the other galleries. My gallery is going to be open for a couple hours each afternoon. So it's a great art weekend in all of Orange County, but particularly in the Hillsborough area, great for music. And, you know, starting to think about that holiday season as Thanksgiving is on its way and kind of the Christmas and other holidays afterwards.
Absolutely. Well, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website. Find out more there. You can also get more about events and happenings in Hillsborough online at visithillsboroughnc.com. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.